Today is Tuesday, the 19th of August, in the 20th week of Ordinary Time. John Guerra sings, "The Kingdom of God." How does this song speak to you today?
The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. In valley or pasture, we shall not want. Our cup runneth over and over for now. Shepherd, we shall not want. In valley or pasture, we shall not want. Our cup runneth over and over for now and forever, for now and forever, for now and forever, for now and forever. Oh, blessed are the
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And anyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children or fields for my name's sake, will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
doesn't wealth make life easier? Not having to worry about life's financial burdens. Yet Jesus suggests here that there is a problematic side to all this. Why is that, do you think? The approach Jesus takes surprises those closest to him. They had assumed that wealth was a sign of God's favour. Is there anything in you that shares their outlook? Peter, tactless as ever, blurts out, "We've left everything. What's in it for us?" If you didn't know the rest of the story, how might you have expected Jesus to answer him here? As the passage is read again, notice particularly how Jesus does, in fact, answer Peter.
"Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.' When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, 'Then who can be saved?' But Jesus looked at them and said, 'For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible.' Then Peter said in reply, 'Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?' Jesus said to them, 'Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And anyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children or fields for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.'"
Speak for a moment or two to Jesus about your own wealth, or lack of it, and how that influences your relationship with him. Notice any response he gives you. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.